are blessed with good weather today. So let's be grateful for that. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us for the annual wreath-laying ceremony in our honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s visit to Kansas State University 51 years ago. It is an honor to stand before all of you here outside this structure, Ahern Fieldhouse, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. shared his vision for equity and justice. During his visit on January 19, 1968, he met with President James McCain and spoke to an audience of over 7,000 students, faculty, staff, and community members about civil rights, social activism, and race relations in America. As he delivered his address, he advocated for nonviolent approaches to remedy social tensions and advance the health of our country. Dr. King focused on encouraging students to find peace in the nation and to lead American society into the future. It was less than 3 months after that very talk that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee on April 4th, 1968. Since that day, over 50 years ago, we come together each year in solidarity, somber yet strong, knowing that his work was not yet done and that it needs our focus, our advocacy, our coming together as a community to continue the monumental work of Dr. King. On this week of celebration in 2006, the MLK bust was unveiled and celebrated on the 20th year of the federal holiday in King's name. We are proud to continue the many traditions celebrating Dr. King, but in also celebrating what he fought for most, a just society. So as much as this week and this ceremony is about remembering and celebrating the great legacy of Dr. King and his time here with us at Kansas State University on that January day, it is also about what we do today, continuing to lead and champion his cause to make our community and our country a more just place for all of its people. That is the ultimate tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So as we lay these wreaths today, may it not only be a tribute to Dr. King, but also a commitment by each of us to continue his great work and to make our community, our corner of campus, and our great university a better and more just place.